This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 8th, 2020. A couple of weeks back, I shared with the readers of the John Lothian newsletter a negative review that we received from our new effort to acquire feedback and testimonials for our website. I received a personal note yesterday that I wanted to share as it warmed my soul. The reader wrote, quote, "I just wanted to reach out and thank you for filling your newsletter not only with useful and interesting information, but with inspiration and encouragement. I respect how you are not afraid to step out publicly and espouse basic decent virtues like respect, patience, and persistence. I suspect that this may be even more difficult given your long-running and painful health issues. Few people are willing to speak of their faith as publicly as you are, but you always stop short of sounding, quote-unquote, preachy. You told us, the readers, that you and Robbie have been helping your church with their web outreach, and I just went to the site you sent and watched you read from Matthew. I have nothing specific to say except this. You're doing the right thing, the right way, and for the right reasons. Your words and sentiments are both noticed and appreciated," unquote. I've always said our readers are our best salespeople, and this reader is the salesperson of the month. Today we have a video from our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity series that is not from our July 22nd event. We are continuing to shoot and share presentations from industry leaders and executives with interesting stories to tell. Today we have one from Joe Schifano of Aventis Systems about spoofing. Schifano goes into detail to define spoofing and show examples. It is a bit longer than a normal MarketsWiki Education talk, 25 minutes, but if you are interested in learning about spoofing or concerned about it within your organization, it is a good watch and learn. Maggie Sklar of the Chicago Fed is kicking off the first Chicago Fed podcast series with a fireside chat with former CFTC Chair J. Christopher Giancarlo. She covers his tenure and markets 1 year out from the CFTC, CCPs, LIBOR, and reference rates, and of course, virtual currencies and the digital dollar. Sklar worked for Giancarlo at the CFTC before joining the Chicago Federal Reserve. CBOE's Henry Schwartz, in partnership with the Options Industry Council, will present the State of the Options Industry on Tuesday, September 15, 2020. Schwartz will share his analysis of an unprecedented year in the markets and insights on what the future holds. The CFTC is looking for a trial attorney for their Chicago office. Many firms are having employees work from home. Some employees are asking if they can work from other cities. This corporate decentralization raises the question, where should the corporate entity be headquartered and legally incorporated? For example, if the CME Group is going to have people work from home, including their homes in Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan, and other states besides Illinois, then where should the enterprise be headquartered or incorporated? The Federation of European Securities Exchanges, or FESE, is looking to recruit a policy advisor to work in the regulatory policy team of the organization. The position is based in Brussels and is a challenging opportunity for the right person. Here we go again. This time it is EEX who has enabled negative prices on its natural gas spot markets. The European Energy Exchange intends to enable negative prices on its natural gas spot markets as of October 1st, 2020, following a number of key price fluctuations which have taken place in the market over the recent months. Eleanor Jacobs has died at the age of 91. Who was she? She was the force behind the Earth Shoe phenomena. She and her husband found these quirky shoes on a trip to Copenhagen and signed a deal for the U.S. distribution rights. On Earth Day, when people were flocking to a parade, she made the decision to name them, quote-unquote, Earth Shoes. The hippies who initially bought them were supplanted by the masses, as the shoes went on to become a global phenomenon. I had a pair of Earth Shoes during a time when I was growing 9 inches in 18 months as an adolescent. Needless to say, I had difficulty walking from the growth, and the shoes did not help. But I was stylish for the times. The great Lou Brock, a Hall of Fame baseball player, one-time Chicago Cub, and longtime St. Louis Cardinal, has passed away at the age of 81. In my youth, the trade of Lou Brock from the Cubs was often lamented for its stupidity. In other unusual stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter comes this. Matt Rabel of JLN shared this story. Chef Nomi, founder of the DeFi project SushiSwap, has handed the project over to Sam Bankman-Fried, the CEO of FTX. It's interesting that this happened on September 6th, the day before this story broke. Chef Nomi publicly denied that they were leaving the project after converting a portion of Sushi tokens allocated for developing the protocol into 37,400 ETH, worth about $13 million. When accused of quote-unquote exit scamming, that's cashing out and running off with investors' money, Nomi said, "I did not. I'm still here. I will continue to participate in the discussion. I will help with the technical part. I will help ensure we have a successful migration," unquote. Apparently, he changed his mind. Don't miss the video we have of Joe Schifano of Aventis talking about spoofing in a presentation for our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity series. Presentation was not from an event, but rather is part of our ongoing efforts to produce quality content for young people and others interested in careers in the markets. See the video on www.johnlothiannews.com. Crane Chicago Business has several stories about the impact of the pandemic on the Chicago real estate market. Their commentary from the editorial board of Chicago Crane starts with this headline. Here's the evidence in case you needed it. The downtown's been seriously damaged. Recent events have shaped the perception, fairly or unfairly, that downtown is no longer a safe place to live or work. And it's time for everyone, public officials, civic leaders, and business execs, to come to terms with that fact. Anecdotes are one thing. Data is better. We've heard the tales all summer that Chicago's downtown area has been damaged both literally and figuratively by the recent unrest as well as COVID. Now, thanks to reporting that's exclusive to Cranes, we have the figures to back up what until now has mostly felt like unsubstantiated dread. A second story from Cranes has the data the commentary referenced with the headline of new figures show downtown is being drained of apartment dwellers. Suburban landlords, meanwhile, are faring surprisingly well. The Associated Press reports Pope Francis says gossip is, quote-unquote, plague worse than COVID. Pope Francis said Sunday that gossiping is a plague worse than COVID that is seeking to divide the Catholic Church. Francis strayed from his prepared text to double down on his frequent complaint about gossiping within church communities and even within the Vatican bureaucracy. Francis didn't give specifics during his weekly blessing, but went on at some length to say the devil is the, quote, biggest gossiper, unquote, who is seeking to divide the church with his lies. NBC has a story that dead chicks, delayed prescriptions, late mail leaves rural America disconnected. For people out here, the Postal Service is absolutely a lifeline, a West Virginia farmer said. When Jacob Gray opened the box of chicks he ordered, he saw that about 300 of them had been mashed to a pulp. The 100 or so birds that survived tread on their fellows and nibbled on what remained of them. Ben Smith of the New York Times reports that Journalists aren't the enemy of the people, but we're not your friends. President Trump will try to put the media on the ballot, and reporters face the increasing temptation to posture for those most eager to oust him. The worst thing about being a reporter in the age of Donald Trump is, of course, the president's concerted attacks on the free press. The second worst thing is well-meaning readers who say things like, "Thank you for what you do." My comment about journalists and friendship: if you want a friend, get a dog. Also about the world of journalism comes this story from the New York Times. China freezes credentials for U.S. journalists at U.S. outlets, hinting at expulsions. CNN, The Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg News, and Getty Images are affected. Chinese officials told journalists who can still work that their fate depends on what the United States does to Chinese media employees. The Chinese government has stopped renewing press credentials for foreign journalists working for American news organizations in China and has implied it will proceed with expulsions if the Trump administration takes further action against Chinese media employees in the United States, according to six journalists and U.S. officials with knowledge of the events and statements on Monday by a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman. The actions and threats raise the stakes in the continuing cycles of retribution between Washington and Beijing over news media organizations. Those rounds of retaliation are a prominent element of a much broader downward spiral in U.S.-China relations, one that involves mutually hostile policies and actions over trade, technology, education, diplomatic missions, Taiwan, and military presence in Asia. Here are the top three red stories from Friday's editions of the John Lothian newsletter. The top story Friday was Balancing Challenges and Opportunities, Reflecting on Leading Through Crisis with WBC, a LinkedIn post by CME Group Chief Operating Officer Julie Holzrichter, highlighting a roundtable discussion of the Women Business Collaborative on Leading Through a Crisis. Second was Report, Trump Discouraged U.S. War Dead as quote-unquote losers and suckers, from the AP via Yahoo about a story first reported on The Atlantic. Third was Bloomberg Businessweek's America in Crisis, a closer look at a deeply polarized nation. MarketsWiki now has 187,472,514 pages viewed and 24,424 total pages on the site with 225,975 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.